This is the Don and Mike Show.
We represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop.
Friend, those aren't helium balloons.
Oh, too bad.
The Don and Mike Show.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, Buzz, real quickly, what was that thing you're telling me outside about that fake radio station that he runs with the windmill?
Well, the way this works is you have the windmill, and it generates electricity, and you feed that electricity back into the power grid that we all use, that we plug our toasters into. The question is, how much power do we use from the grid versus how much power do we feed back into the grid?
Right, and is it our windmill?
Another good question. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Let's welcome now to the show, Ethan Suplee. Hey, Ethan, yeah. What's happening, dude?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
My friend, this guy is Randy from My Name is Earl.
Yeah.
Ethan, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Got to start by just telling you, you're a nice guy in real life, and I'll tell you why. I'm sure you do not remember.
You're Bart's dad.
Yeah, boy, you're good. You're really good. My son, who is a fifth-year college senior, has aspirations someday of writing, producing something, and probably is going to end up trying to find a job out in California when he graduates from college. Went out there on his spring break this year. Our buddy Greg Garcia was nice enough to let Bart in for the taping of a pilot, I think, that they were doing that day.
Right.
And Bart got home that night and called me and said, Dad, you're not going to believe it. I sat right next to Ethan Suplee all day, and he is the coolest guy in the world.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And the fact that you even remember him would be just the cherry on that. So thanks for being a cool guy.
I must admit I got a little refresher last night from Greg Garcia, but I absolutely do remember him. But I don't know that I would have remembered the whole story, but Greg reminded me last night.
Anyway, he said what a cool guy you were, and that for whatever the project, it was a project that you were involved in and not involved in. It was a pilot Greg was doing, and you were there just to support Greg, just like being just being his buddy. Where did I first know you? I guess I first knew you, speaking to my son Bart, he was crazy about Mallrats.
Right.
So when you and Jason Lee were in Mallrats, probably is where I was first hip to you. Where do you think most people picked up on who you are?
I think even before Mallrats was a TV show called Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah.
Which reruns, I mean, it's bizarre because, you know, that was like 14 years ago, almost 15 years ago, and people still to this day come up to me and recognize me from that. But it's really weird because it's a kid's show. And so the fact that, like, adults, I don't know, it's kind of bizarre that show is still somehow relevant. But, yeah, it re-airs every day on the Disney Channel or something like that.
You know, looking at everything that you've done, it's truly amazing that, you know, they would say, anybody that's familiar with your character would say, yeah, sometimes you get a little typecast in certain roles, but you're the variety of projects, especially feature films that you have been in. It's really amazing when you talk about Blow. You were in that with Johnny Depp, and you were also you know, in Remember the Titans. And the one that I remember you for, and it just shot off the page at me, was Cold Mountain. You were in that. I mean, you have different such a variety of stuff. Is that your choice? Is it luck? I mean, how does that work for you?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both, but I, you know, definitely that would be my choice. If I was in 100% control of all this, I would want to do something different every time, you know, and while now more and more I seem to get people interested in me playing like a dumb guy.
Right. In the comedy arena, right?
You're good at that,
right,
though.
Exactly. That seems to be more prevalent nowadays, but it's a struggle to find something that is not that.
Right.
But more certainly now than a few years ago.
Don't be offended at this, but you're so good at it. I mean, I couldn't picture anybody else being Randy on My Name is Earl. You're so great. You don't even have to, a lot of times, do anything. You just got to walk into a scene and
Randy Hickey.
and what kind of a set is that to work on? Because we know Greg when he used to go out and get us hot dogs and and Big Gulps when he was our intern. He was a guy that took a lot of abuse in radio. I was curious if he's turned any of that around on you guys now on his hit show, My Name is Earl. Go.
No, man. He's for sure the best boss I've ever had and the best guy to work with. He's such a normal, nice, caring guy, and then he is just insanely funny. So.
Yeah, he showed that at an award show. I forgot. I think it was at the Emmys. It was the Emmys or Golden Globes. I forgot which one. It was the Emmys when he made an acceptance speech, which, I mean, when he was an intern for us, I never knew he was that funny. But I guess in order to produce this kind of stuff, he's got to be a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, he is a gem of comedy, man. It's awesome, and a lot of it's just like, you know, a lot of the best laughs are had just in the back, you know, while you're sitting around at work while they're setting up shots and stuff. So it's really just like a pleasure to go to work, you know, and be in that environment.
Let's get down to brass tacks on one thing. Jamie Presley, before she was pregnant, when she was just bursting out, right after the baby, and then as she is now, please to be describing her in all three phases. Go.
Wow.
Tough question, huh?
I myself am married, and as a married man, I'm sure you know that you just don't notice things.
Hold on. I saw pictures. There's no way you could see that from the space shuttle. Then maybe you can tell me. Did someone on the cast tell you that her bosoms had gotten...
Yeah, that's a good way. Did you overhear any of the single men that are on My Name is Earl perhaps commenting on her prowess during her pregnancy?
I had heard a rumor. I had heard a rumor that there was some expansion. And then I also heard the rumor that there was some retraction. So it's all back to normal, apparently.
Hey, normal was good, though. Have you heard that normal was good?
You know what happened? I guess it was an episode that was on last week or the week before, something like that. But I had to fondle the twins in the show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, what a tough job that is.
But you know what? When she's playing pregnant now, because her body doesn't match what it did while she was actually pregnant, everything's like this. There's a foam, almost like a fat suit, but for a pregnant chick, and that includes the boob.
It's really not quite the thrill that you would have gotten if it was the real thing.
What a letdown!
My wife was happy about it.
Hey, speaking of expansion, I wanted to like you know I'm a fat guy, and you've had roles where you were big and then bigger and then smaller, and I'm curious when you have the weight, and sometimes obviously you get roles because you're a big guy. And, you know, you've obviously lost a lot of weight, too, and you can see that in the different roles that you had. Is there a point where, I mean, do producers come up to you and say, hey, we want you to, hey, you look like you might be losing weight, don't do that, or they want you to gain more weight? Or what doesn't happen on that end when you are typecast as kind of the big guy?
Hold on. I remember you had a bet with, what's his name, with Jay and Silent Bob.
Kevin Smith. I wasn't ever actually involved. I don't know who made that story up, but there was no bet with us.
Oh. So that was just hype, you think?
We're just both fat guys who want to be not so fat.
So,
you know?
And that leads to, I mean, do you get pressure to, you know, say you want to be healthy and you want to lose the weight? Do you feel pressure sometimes from producers when you're out there looking for roles that, hey, maybe I'm not going to get that role if I do lose the weight? I mean, how does that work?
I haven't gotten any kind of pressure like that. And, you know, there's always that concern because I worked so much before I ever started thinking about being healthy and losing weight and stuff like that. So, yeah, that enters my mind. Like, geez, if I lose a whole bunch of weight, am I going to still work? But I have, you know, I've lost a lot of weight and I've continued to work and it hasn't been really an issue. But the main reason is that I didn't, like, go and get a surgery and you know, where I do one movie and then 2 months later I'm doing another movie and I'm a totally different person. Like, from The Butterfly Effect, which I shot just before Cold Mountain, and then I started dieting, to Cold Mountain, to Without a Paddle, to My Name is Earl, it's a very gradual thing, you know what I mean? It wasn't just like, in 3 weeks, I lost 150 pounds or something.
And, you know, you went through another metamorphosis when you were in American History X. I was wondering, after you got done filming that, when the movie came out, did you, like, hide so people wouldn't know that it was you?
No, because with that movie, too, I had, like, crazy facial hair and a shaved head and a bunch of fake tattoos. It was more scary during the filming when I was too lazy after work to have them remove the tattoos.
Oh, my God.
Terrifying.
I guess you don't want to wear, like, tank tops after you're doing that, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that had to be scary.
Are you aware that they send out a list of things, of facts about you? Like, Mike, did you even look at page 3 of this?
Where it says, I looked at the movies that he did.
It says he's an old friend of
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
you know Lenny DiCaprio?
I do know him.
And because we wonder whether these things are accurate. Do you hang with Leo?
That's such an odd thing to be on a fact sheet.
Isn't it? Yeah. Well, it gives your daughters and your stepdaughters and all that stuff.
And your brother-in-law of Juliette Lewis. Oh, my God. Have you ever seen her at a family gathering and maybe in a robe?
Is she my brother-in-law?
She's your sister-in-law.
It says brother-in-law of Juliette Lewis.
Oh, I see. Yes. She is my brother-in-law. That is accurate.
She would be described as perhaps a little quirky.
She's definitely a little quirky, but she's such a fun in-law. You know, you think of all these just, you know, at least movies that are made about the horrors of having crazy in-laws, and my in-laws are absolutely no exception to that.
I would imagine so.
Is she the one that was in The Big Lebowski?
She was, you know, I just watched it because it was on again.
It was the chick with the red hair that gets naked in The Big Lebowski.
She was in Natural Born Killers.
Oh,
if you
want to
talk about
her.
That's the big one.
Somebody else. She was in Natural Born Killers in California and Cape Fear.
Right, yeah.
She's scary as hell.
I mean, you know, you got some associations here that I would also, I mean, Kevin Smith I would describe as quirky. And Jason probably a little quirky. And, you know, I bet you're kind of quirky. Do you describe yourself as quirky yourself? Are you?
Well, I wouldn't call myself. I mean, I don't know. Who knows what's normal anymore?
Everything's That's true.
Kind of quirky, isn't it?
Has anybody ever called you abnormal?
Yeah. That's the least of my worries.
Have you had a nice solid bowel movement today?
Two.
Hey, two. Very good. We'll applaud that.
Good man. Like hearing that. Do you often go on the set?
I go back to my trailer, but I am very regular.
Oh, that's good. It's very important to be regular. And with your with your lifestyle now, whether you're losing the weight, you're going to continue to. I mean, do you have a goal, or are you just kind of letting it happen?
Yeah, that's the thing, man. I don't know because I am a naturally big guy, have a lot of muscle mass, and so I don't know. Like I could put the goal of like 185 in my head, but I think that might be unhealthily skinny.
Yes,
and so if I try to get there, I don't want to have a goal like that. But yeah, I you know, it's kind of like it's tough with food and stuff because it's not like alcohol where if you have a problem with alcohol, you just quit and you don't drink alcohol. You have to eat. You can't just stop eating. So it's really just about changing, for me at least, changing my life and eating and cutting out things that are problematic, like,
you know,
sugar.
Live your life. Who cares? Your life, my friend.
When I'm looking at what you've done, I mean, I know obviously luck plays into it with any actor, but do you consider yourself extremely lucky? I mean, you have been in some truly amazing movies, and you got this hit television show. I mean, do you feel, how much has luck played a part? Does it come easy to you? Have you had to bust your ass to get these things?
Yeah, that's tricky, man, you know, because you get that question a lot from people who are beginning their careers. And
right.
I did not have to bust my ass. Boy Meets World was basically the first audition I ever went on, you know, the
right.
first real audition. And I got that. And then I worked on that show for 3 years and then started doing movies and did a bunch of movies. And I couldn't be happier with the movies I've been in. You know, I've been in great movies.
Oh, really? Great films, really.
And it's Julianne Moore is the chick from The Big Lebowski.
Right.
Wow. She's in The Big Lebowski. Hey, and remember the Titans. How much real football stuff did you guys do and how much was done by the stand-ins?
There were guys on that movie who were kind of jocks. I did nothing.
So it is easy, huh? What is the?
I did nothing.
I'll go a step further when we're talking about luck or whether it's come easy. You say it has been kind of a thing where you've gotten these roles. They've just I mean, do you make your own breaks? What would you tell somebody? You just, is it being in the right place at the right time? Is it getting a niche, getting to be typecast so you get a lot of work? What do you tell people that are coming up when they ask you about that?
I tell people I have no idea because, you know, as far as my union goes, I have a union that only has 6%
right.
working.
Yeah.
So that means there's 94% of my union is unemployed, and I have really not been unemployed for the past 14 years, so I don't know what that means. You know, there's obviously, when I do a movie and then I don't have another movie lined up, and a couple months later I do another movie, but I haven't had, like, a long stretch of unemployment, you know, so I don't know, but apparently for the majority of people it's very difficult, and then you hear, you know... Yeah. The majority of actors in Hollywood are waiting tables somewhere.
Right.
Well,
yep.
Screw them. You got it, Ethan. Once again, thanks for being such a nice guy to my kid, and you're great on. My Name Is Earl. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, 7 Central on NBC. Watch it. How is Greg doing with the pressure of? Is this the fourth season of My Name Is Earl?
This is only the third season.
Only the third. My apologies. How is he doing with the pressure of? You know, the whole lineup thing, the whole Thursday night thing, the whole you got that show, you got 30 Rock, you got The Office.
Is the pressure getting to him?
I don't know that the pressure that pressure is getting to him at all. He's the hardest working guy I know. He gets there before anyone else, and he stays till the end of the day, and he's dealing with, you know, two completely different entities in the writers, and he's basically overseeing all the scripts and the actual production. So, you know, if anything, I would think that would be getting to him, but he doesn't let it show at all if it is.
Well, please tell Greg that, as always, we hope that he rests on his laurels, and that would be two words, yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
As far as I'm concerned, that's where Greg should have quit right there when you're on top.
That's right.
And you tell him we said that, please, with love.
I will, guys.
All right. Hey, thanks for being on the show, dude. Nice talking to you, Ethan.
Thanks for having me. Nice talking to you.
See you later.
Ethan Suplee. That's
bye-bye.
Great. Man, that's when I looked at the movies he's done, it blew me away.
Yeah.
Absolutely blew me away. I mean,
nice guy.
You know, when you go from American History X to My Name Is Earl, that's quite a departure there. But he always is kind of the big guy. He is. He plays the big guy, and now he's losing weight, so we'll see what he does next.
Yeah, did you bother to read this thing that they give us?
I read some of it.
It says,
did you get the stepdaughters and the daughters here? He's got, I think, a house full of kids, if I'm not mistaken.
Lost over 100 pounds from his once 400-pound frame due to a sugar-free diet.
Here's what I read here when I got down to this part. Stepdaughter Lily, born in 1998. He and his wife, Brandy Lewis, are expecting their second daughter, April 2007.
Seven.
Stepdaughter Bella, born in 1997.
Daughter
Billy Grace, born in April 2007. Are we
And then the last line, an old friend of Leonardo DiCaprio.
I guess that doesn't hurt either if you're hanging out with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I guess so. All right, well, he was a nice, cool guy.
He wasn't in Gilbert Grape, was he?
Very nice.
Was he in Gilbert Grape? Uh-huh. Oh, so that's how he knew Leonardo DiCaprio.
He played the mom.
Oh, God, Rob.
Yeah, he was also great in Misery. He was great in Fried Green Tomatoes.
Hey, you know, speaking of that, that's the only thing that will make me go see that movie. That, you know, that another crappy Christmas movie. Have you seen the trailers for the Vince Vaughn movie? It looks like it can't suck enough.
Fred Claus?
It's got Vince Vaughn. It's got the guy
Paul
from Sideways.
Paul Giamatti.
Giamatti. And it's got Kathy Bates.
Who does she play?
Mrs. Claus, I think.
Sounds good.
I think she's Mrs. Claus.
I got to throw a nod to my buddy Brad, who says the only thing that got him through Titanic is pretending Leonardo DiCaprio was playing it like he did in Gilbert Grape.
Like a tar.
Yeah, so you have to imagine him retarded in Titanic. It makes it a
whole
different
movie. I'm the king of the world.
It's a whole different movie.
I'm the king of the world. That's when he walks into the first class dining room and he goes, apples! I stole that from Patton.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.